Welcome back, guys, to another episode of our Season 2 podcast of The Real Talk with the Queen by Chinita Filipina. Today, I'm so happy to announce that my online store now is up and running at Shopify, where you can buy items that are ready to ship anytime and anywhere. Please check out my store at onestopsurplus.myshopify.com and enjoy shopping! Mother's Day is coming pretty soon. I know every mom talks about motherhood being hard, but that's because it's true. Motherhood is hard as fuck. Sorry for the language, but there's just no other word to describe just how hard it actually is. So everyone tells you how amazing being a mom is going to be. There is so much hype about how becoming a mom is life-altering and that it's the greatest blessing you can receive. I'm not going to sit here and argue either of those points, but I will tell you that for some of us, it's not what we expected. I love my kid beyond measure, but I'll be honest, I wasn't sure I was cut out for this mommy thing those first few months. I thought I was going to bring a beautiful child into this world that was going to goo and gal like the babies on those diaper commercials you've seen on TV where everyone is smiling and they never show you the stressed out mom with crap on her hands trying to catch pee with a nearby blanket and wishing she had a go-go gadget arm that could just reach just a little bit further to grab out wipes. Those first few months are really hard, and it doesn't make it any easier that other moms don't fess up to it. Like many of us go to our mommy groups or play dates and smile and act like everything is perfect. Being a mom is a hard work, and when all your baby does is eat, poop, cry, and sleep, it makes it hard to feel any sort of reward. I know. The reward is the beautiful, healthy baby. But let's be real for a minute and help other moms out there by being honest. For some people, motherhood comes natural to them. It's almost like they were born to be moms. For me, it's the opposite. Motherhood is hard. I didn't even want kids until I got pregnant in my 19s or 20s. And even then, I was terrified of being a mom. The thought that I would not only bring a human being into this life, but then be 100% responsible for him literally kept me up at night many times. So when I was pregnant with my kid, I fell in love with him the first time I heard his heartbeat, and I knew everything would be okay. What I did not know was how damn hard being a mom is. I was clueless to this fact that no one really prepares you for it. Well, I'm a single mom, so definitely I only have my mom with me. I mean, yes, you hear the constant, you'll never sleep again, and the famous one-liner warning about how you have your hands full with boys and need to be careful with little girls. But you know, no one really delves into the true hardship that accompany motherhood. One of the hardest parts of this job, and yes, I'm calling it a job, is how we're gonna build into this blindly and with open arms. Most of the time, I feel like I jump off a cliff without a parachute or a landing plan. You know, do you know any other job in the world where you are hired without any experience and are still expected to know it all and perform at your best all day, every day, even when you're sick? Well, that's motherhood, my friends. And yet, we do it. and pour our entire heart and souls into it day in and out, because moms get shit done. I mean, that's just what we do, right? Taking care of a newborn baby can be exhausting and overwhelming, especially for first-time moms out there. Like, add to it some raging hormones and the everyday responsibilities that most women have. It's a ticking time bomb. Sometimes the hardest part of motherhood is dealing with our own emotions, which is true. Like, wouldn't it be nice if we were all just brutally honest with each other about how hard it is to take care of our bundle of joy? Wouldn't it be refreshing to hear another mom say, "Oh, I just broke down and cry"? I feel like there is a degree of guilt that moms face when they don't feel that endless amount of happiness every minute of the day. It's not easy though, and we should stop pretending like it is. We don't need to feel guilty about not loving every minute of motherhood. I recently had another mom ask me if it was normal that she didn't feel like she had bonded with her baby yet. Of course it's normal. You know, we just don't tell anyone, you know, or we just don't tell one another it is. We all have our own moments where we bond with our children, and there is no set timeline. I mean, if you bond while cleaning crap off of everything and wiping spit off your shirt, I mean, that's great. Or if it takes until your little one smiles at you to feel a connection, that's amazing too. I wish we could all just be a little more truthful about how hard this motherhood thing is. Guilt is such an overwhelming destructive force that could be easily counteracted with honesty and support. Now, on top of the guilt, we all feel that one time or another, we must contend with that constant worrying that goes in our mommy brains. Like, first off, we worry that we don't know exactly what we're doing, or we probably don't, but that's okay, you know. Then we worry that we haven't done all the caregiving responsibilities exactly the way we read about or we're told to do so. It's never ending. As moms, we will probably worry about the rest of our lives, and, you know, at least we grow wiser. We learn that worrying doesn't really have very many benefits and just gives you a few extra wrinkles.
So I definitely have a sense of humor about parenting, and luckily my husband does too, and you really have to laugh because it is guaranteed that at some point in your parenting journey, things are going to fall wildly, inexplicably apart, and it will be a little bit like watching a train crash in slow motion, and you won't be able to stop anything. And my husband, who travels frequently for work, was gone one winter. We had just moved into a house, and I was covered in moving boxes, but also in three children who had managed to conveniently contract the stomach flu at the same time. And also, our washing machine was on the fritz. So if you're adding that up, we were covered in dirty laundry and in boxes, puking children, and I had one child in the bath, the youngest of the three, when for some reason the shower rod collapsed on both of us, and it was at that point that I screamed, "That's it, I quit, I can't do this anymore." And he said, "Too bad, Mama, you can't quit, Moms." It is the only job in the world that you can't switch. And in fact, in my estimation, now after having worked so long in other professions, it is the most important job. It is the thing that everyone on planet Earth shares. They are the son or the daughter of a mother. And so remembering that this is such important work, that it is the very proof that we've lived, is the kind of thing that will help you get through during the course of any given difficult day. But remember to laugh, because I promise things will fall apart.
I think that's what makes motherhood so hard. Aside from how physically and mentally draining it is, There's an added pressure to be the best mom on the block with all the Pinterest-worthy recipes and perfect bikini bodies, and it's just making us all crazy. Not only do we need to always know everything and do it perfectly, but we are the ones that end up with our bodies all screwed up, and some of us, like myself, end up with our heads all screwed up as well. You know, postpartum depression and anxiety is far too common, and it's just another added obstacle so many of us moms have to face, like making daily life that much more difficult. Now, I'm not trying to say dads have, like, you know, have it super easy, but they just don't deal with the same hardships moms do. Like, come on, think about it. If a dad goes back to work after having kids, no one bats an eye. But if a mom goes back to work and sends her infant child to daycare, for example, well, all hell breaks loose. We live in a society where moms get judged for everything. And if you work from home, you're told it's not professional. If you work outside a home, then you don't want to be around your kids. And if you're a stay-at-home mom, you know, you must not do anything all day. Oh my God, we can't win. And that alone makes this job of raising future generations harder than it already is. Sometimes I kind of feel like no matter what I do as a mom, it's not good enough. And the thought eats at me and makes me damn crazy. So this is how I really feel about being a mom. It's hard as fuck, and my kid make me want to pull my hair out almost every single day. But it's truly amazing how much I love my son, even in the bad moments. That's what motherhood is all about. I want my boy to know the truth, that this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. And even when I hate it, it doesn't make me love him any less. On behalf of Chinita Filipina team, we would like to thank you all for listening to us, and we want to thank our sponsors, of course, for your continuous support as we do what we do because of you. Please send us your thoughts. You can send us email at info.chinitafilipina.com, and you can call into our podcast using the Anchor mobile app and send us voice message. Please do like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, and you can visit our website at www.chinitafilipina.com. And don't forget to visit again my store, especially this coming Mother's Day. It's, you know, it's a special day. Maybe you want to give something special to your mom, to your wife. You know, just visit my store at onestopsurplus.myshopify.com. And I'm going to share the links. It's all in the description box. To continue with supporting us, please be one of our supporters by clicking that button, Become Our Supporter, on your Anchor mobile app. Or you can subscribe and listen to our RSS feeds via Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Now stay tuned to our next episode only here at anchor.fm.